Well, they don't have to redo the budget. You know, there was one specific bill that was struck down, but that doesn't affect the state's spending plan. And there were provisions in three other bills that were struck out. But the meat and potatoes of you know how lawmakers are or how the state is going to spend its money in the next fiscal year is still intact. But what it does mean, and we heard this yesterday from some legislative leaders, is they're going to have to tell lawmakers we can't do budgets the same way that we used to. Republican leaders who control both chambers are going to have to tell Republican rank and file members, you can't hold out for your pet project, your one sticky position that you absolutely want to get in the budget. That's not how it works anymore. And House Speaker Rusty Bowers even conceded that maybe we're going to need to reach across the aisle and work with Democrats.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that specifically. I mean, we hear this time of year, just about every year, you know, hope for a bipartisan session, a bipartisan budget. Could this actually be the year that we see at least some of that?
Yeah, I was reminded of Governor Ducey's first State of the State address by some of his tweets this week about how it's better when we do things together. Well, historically, Republicans have not done things together with Democrats when it comes to the budget. And you know, that's because they are often at opposite ends on key issues like tax cuts or as Democrats might want, raising taxes. So it will be interesting to see if those two parties can play nice together. But I think certainly the ball's in the Republicans' court mostly because they control the chamber, because they control the process, and because for so long they have left Democrats out of that process.
So, Ben, you mentioned Governor Ducey. He called the lower court judge on the initial ruling in this lawsuit a, quote, rogue judge. Has he said anything about the full opinion from the state Supreme Court yet?
You know, nothing yet, though. I was talking to Paul Bender. He's a constitutional law professor at ASU, who he was pretty astounded that this was a unanimous ruling from a bunch of justices, most of whom were appointed by Ducey, who affirmed that quote unquote rogue judge's opinion. I mean, the justices really said that Superior Court judge that Ducey had a blistering statement about was absolutely spot on. So certainly, in Paul Bender's words, a rebuke of the governor from the High Court in Arizona.
All right. That is KJZZ's Ben Giles. Ben, as always, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.